Zakt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Bava Basra, Perik Yud, Mishnah Dalid. Ein Kaisvin, Shitri Erisin, Vinasuyan, Elamidas Shnehem. We already explained a few times, I think even in this Masechta, that the marriage process is broken up into two parts. There's Erisin, so the Chasen puts the ring on the Kala's finger and says, Ariat Mekadeshes Li. At that point, she's an Eishes Ish. She can't marry anyone else unless she gets a get first or the husband passes away. But she's still not permitted to live with her husband. She's not a wife until after the Nesuyan. What exactly the Nesuyan is, that's a shayla of the Paiskim, but basically it's the Chuppah. Today we do Erisin and Nesuyan together. Under the Chuppah. We just read the Ksuba in the middle. But in the times of the Mishnah, they would do Erisin, and sometimes up to a year later. They still didn't do the Chuppah yet. During the time of Erisin, they would write a Shtar. Today we have a similar thing. It's called a tenoyim. Over there we write down the amount of money or property each family agreed to give to the new couple. But then there's also the nesuyan. And for that we have a ksuba. The ksuba, which you hear them read under the chuppah, that lists the obligations that the husband has. He has to provide for his wife, food, clothes, and so on. And how the wife is going to be protected, how she's going to be supported if there's a divorce or he passes away. Zakta Mishnah ein kaisvin, we may not write shtore erisin v'nesuyin, these documents, whether it's erisin or nesuyin, elamidas shneim, unless both are there. I mean, both of these documents contain very serious obligations. What this side has to give, what that side has to give, both have to agree. V'hachasin naisin schar, but it's the chasin, he's the one who has to pay the cipher for writing it. Even though both the chasen and the kala gain from this, but the main benefit is by the chasen. He gets a nadin, that's a dowry, and he has the tversi. Saul explains he's the one that's getting a wife. The chasen has a mitzvah of peruravut, to get married and have children. Zakta Mishnah Weiter, ein kaisvin. We also can't write shitrei arisos v'kablonis. Elamid hashneim list are both there. Maybe you remember from earlier masechtas what an oris is and what a kablon is. Let's say I own a field. I don't have time, or I don't know how to work on the field, so I hire a friend of mine who's going to work on that field. But of course, he's not going to work for nothing. So either we make an agreement where he's an oris, that means he gets a percentage of what grows, 10%, 20%, or we make an agreement of kablonis, where he's a kablon. He's going to have to pay me by giving a certain amount of the payris every single year. Either way, we don't write these shtorais. There's a whole contract that's written up, elamidash name, unless they're both there. Whether he's an oris, that's going to get a percentage. Whether he's a kablin, that's going to give me a certain amount, whether the field does well or not, it doesn't make a difference. This is a money contract where each one has to protect their rights, and you can't write it without the other one there. Not the landowner could be missing, and not the worker could be missing. Who pays the cipher? I'm a kabel meisenschar. The one who receives the field, meaning the renter, the one who's working on the field, not the owner, he's going to pay the cipher. That's because the maisa, he's getting more out of it. He's looking for the job. He's like similar to the one who's buying something. Vaitra zakta mishnah ein kaisvin. We also don't write shitrei birurin. What is shitrei birurin? Birurin means to pick, right? Like on Shabbos, there's birur. Now that I take the bones from the fish, the psalus and the yoichel. Well, in this case, it means zeh boyer le'echad v'zeh boyer le'echad. It's where people set up who's going to judge their din Torah. One person picks one dayan, the other person picks another dayan, and the two of them together pick a third dayan. These dayanim aren't lawyers. They're not necessarily going to rule according to the person who picked them. They're going to rule what the emes is. But in order to set up the bezin, this is how it's done. And a shtar is written. You decided that you want Reb Shloima to be your buyer, to be your pick on the bezin. You can't say later, no, I changed my mind, I want Yitzchak. No, you already said Shloima. Here's the shtar. Or there are shtaris of Maisa Bezin. Bezin gives a psak, we record the psak. Or when Bezin gives someone a shtar that says you can go and collect someone else's field. Well, whether it's Shitrei Beruin or Maisa Bezin, you don't write it, Elamidas Shneim, unless both are there. In other words, both parties that were involved in this din Torah. Now here comes something we didn't have yet. Until now we learned that the husband has to pay the cipher, or the lawyer of the borrower has to pay the cipher, or the buyer has to pay the seifer. The makabel, the one who's working on the field, has to pay the seifer. That's because they're the ones that had the biggest benefit from it. For the first time over here, by the shtar, which says who picked which bezin. So here it says, Ushneyem noisnim schar. Both participants in this din Torah, both parties have to pay for it. They each have to pay part of the seifer's fee. They both benefit from having this written.